Alright, welcome members. Adam plugging in here for the Night Watch podcast for Thursday the 19th of May 2022. Hope you guys are doing fine wherever you may be in these very strange times. And I'll just plug in tonight to go over all the latest as we speed through 22, right? Time is flying by. Absolutely unbelievable. Thanks for you guys and your support. Can't do it without you, and can't keep that website up and running without some support. So you guys are awesome. And thanks so much for staying on deck for another year. Unbelievable. Hope you're enjoying the website and and the podcast and the content going up. And also, you can jump into the members area as well. There's a members area in there with a chat room and content to enjoy. And contact me, of course, anytime through the website. I was watching the late night news the other night. Maybe not last night, but was like Tuesday night, maybe. Maybe Tuesday night, something like that. I was watching this late night news because I was doing some work here, and I had that on, and it was just absolutely incredible how ridiculous it was. I couldn't save all of it, but it was just amazing. What was going on, and I had a few here. There was all sorts of things going on, and I got to click them to open them. So that's pretty quick tonight. That's okay. So Nine News in the one night had Sydney home targeted in tit for tat shooting. So they said that there was gang related violence in parts of Sydney. And the police were on to that. then there was, from Nine News again, because this is in the late news, their police are investigating in Melbourne shocking supermarket attacks on Jewish men. So evil white guys, Nazis, are attacking Jewish men outside of Melbourne supermarkets and beating them up. And it's anti-Semitic. This is another one. And the guys there, you know, all faking it and all of this is just absolutely classic. And there was another one. What was this one? I just put them all here. It was just so... this is all in the one night, the other night on Tuesday night. This was a Brisbane bomb threat. A Brisbane bomb threat. In the middle of the night, for no reason... there was a bomb threat and they locked down two Brisbane suburbs. They locked them down, two Brisbane suburbs. And then they opened it up later when there was nothing there. And the police and fire brigade and bomb squad are all walking around looking at their phones, looking very bored. You could see there was absolutely nothing for them to do there. On the news, who's going to cause a bomb threat in the middle of Brisbane suburbs in the middle of the night on Tuesday night? You know what I mean? It was unbelievable. Then there was another report coming out about some school kid going crazy in Perth with a knife in the class and all of this stuff going on. Of course, with the shootings in Buffalo, the staged false flag shootings in Buffalo to keep the fear levels pumped up, completely fake. Dummies, actors on the ground, dummies, you know, CGI, incredible. Another false flag shooting in the US. And this, you can see these bomb squad guys in blacks and in black and helmets. They're just going back to their trucks and stuff because there's just absolutely nothing to do. And they've got these police commanders up there in the middle of Brisbane suburbs, in the middle of the night, talking about a bomb. And they're going to question someone and all of this. It's absolutely unbelievable. This was just in one night watching the news. You know what I mean? I just couldn't believe it. And there was a bunch of others as well. It just kept going on and on and on and on. what they were saying, you know. Talk about leading up to an election, you know. It's just incredible. Incredible to watch the fear-mongering. And when you know that this system feeds on fear, then you know why they're doing all of this and what it's all about. It's absolutely unbelievable. Every night you watch it, it's just the same stuff, you know. They're just making it up left, right and center. It's just such a scam. You know, it just keeps the population submissive and in a fear state. Now, that's what they've always done. They've always done. And, you know, every 10 years or whatever, they'll have a big event. Or every 20 years, 30 years, could be anything, they'll have a big event. You know? So, looking at what we've seen through the years since 9/11, there's been a few, but now you've got the so-called war over there and everything that's happening, and COVID. So COVID was the next big event from 9/11. It's amazing. Came 2 years ago. What, around 2021, but they already had it planned. It's just incredible. It's just incredible, and the public buy it. I was taking a walk today and I could see them holding their newspapers, rolling their newspapers up, holding them like Bibles. They love their newspapers. They can't get enough of them. They hold them to their chests. You know? They go to the news agents and they get their newspapers. It's serious business. And they watch their news reports. And what can you do but just shake your head in disbelief? And we said this, you know, there's going to be spot fires of little psyops going off. And it's all just to keep the population in a fear state. That's what it's always about, folks, fear. That's what it's all about, fear. And anyway, jeez. Been looking at a few things today, probably lost a bunch. So many articles that have come through. I've sent myself 6 or 7 here and I've saved so many as well. One that's making the rounds, I'll probably be a little bit more random tonight, as I am, but with everything that's getting posted on the website and Telegram and stuff. The United States is holding its first hearing on UFOs in over 50 years, a potential national security threat. For the first time in more than half a century, the United States held a public hearing about UFOs on Tuesday morning. The hearing came almost a year after a report found that U.S. military pilots had encountered over 144 UFOs since 2004. The U.S. intelligence report was only able to identify one of the unexplained aerial phenomena, which is the military's updated term for UFOs, as a large deflating balloon. As for the other 143 incidents, the report said that they would require further study. Most of the UAPs, the UAPs, that's the, my goodness me. That's the unexplained aerial phenomena, the UAP, United Australia Party's got that one, don't they? Were likely physical objects through, according to the report. It's interesting about the alien false flags that have been doing the rounds for so long now too, isn't it? We always heard about that, that they're going to do that. So the Navy intelligence are having a UFO hearing. They're actually saying here that it's a potential national security threat. Just like Independence Day, eh? Oh, my goodness me. Don't know if you guys have seen the movie Mirage Men about Richard Doty, I think it was, how he infiltrated the UFO movement and everything. It's pretty interesting because they're hiding something. But looking at this, you know, the UFOs are a psyop, always have been, goes back to World War II. There's plenty of this going on. You know, we've covered a lot here over the years. People think that they're seeing UFOs coming from outer space, which is not real. It's really just, government military crafts. I do not believe in UFOs, folks. Although, if you look throughout history, it is interesting in countries in South America and Central America and things like that with these extraterrestrial-looking beings and crafts and things like that. I'm not saying it's not interesting. I just don't believe it. I think that all the military, unless what we talked about with Sharon, that they're coming from another dimension, but they're not coming from space, is what I mean, from other planets. You know what I mean? That's the psyop. The Star Wars movies and everything like that is the big psyop, that they, you know, Mars and everything, and out there in the galaxy, that they're flying here. If they are, they're entering our dimension with certain crafts that may allow them to be in our dimensional realm, but inside that craft. I tend to think that it looks like to me that a deal has been done here, possibly a long time ago, exchange for high technology and for human energy through fear. Could be an interesting way to look at it. High technology. I mean, where do they get the ideas for all this technology? Look at someone like Elon Musk. Where's he getting the ideas for all this technology to make himself so much money? And you look at these guys, and they don't seem human to me. They seem like there's something else hiding behind human form. But you know, with the if you go back just to say the 1980s, or you look at the TVs we were watching, and you look at the 1970s, for example, and people having home phones and now people carrying these iPhones, I mean, the technology has come so fast. It was just so quickly. I don't know. Modern technology to me seems like black magic. Just the ideas that make it work and the ideas behind it doesn't seem human to me, that people could come up with something like this. It's inverted and distorted. It's weird, you know what I mean? And I tend to think that there's something been here, and high levels of obviously government and US and agencies and stuff know about it, but there's something there. They've been showing us in the movies, in the science fiction movies, but they've been conning us as well. But it's just, you know, either this, and this is in the mainstream news, US holding a hearing on UFOs. They're saying it's a potential national security threat. It's all over the media, and it's probably just another psyop to distract everyone away from the jabs that they were given, and the ongoing Agenda 2030 that's being pushed through, and the WHO and the health treaty going for the throats. That's just my two cents on what UFOs are. I think they have always been experimental government crafts, military high technology. And if you look through the years, what they've come up with, you know, it's very similar. The only way that these certain crafts or what look like crafts or whatever it is could be entering our dimension from another dimension, which is what I said Sharon talked about with the chemtrails, and then disappearing in and out of view. I've seen them. You know, they just, I talked about that. They just disappeared. I don't know what they're spraying or if they're spraying anything. I don't know. It's weird. But, you know, you look at Pine Gap, you know, out there in the middle of Australia, you look at that, there's been so many UFO reports coming out of there, you know, objects shooting out of the ground and all sorts of weirdness. We've all seen strange objects all around, and we know about the Area 51 PSYOP, the Whitley Strieber PSYOP. But really, they could be telling you the truth in plain sight, but covering it over with the Martians and spaceships and things like that, you know? There could be something indeed feeding on human energy, you know? And think of this as an interdimensional parasitic force that we have an infinite number of dimensions all around us that we can't perceive because we've been brainwashed. And we've not lost that ability, but I feel it's been clouded over. Just like you can, people can read minds or, you know, feel or see ghosts or all sorts of things, you know, psychics, all sorts of abilities, astral travel, dreaming, all this kind of stuff. There's afterlife experience, there's other realms there. They will be stupid to think that there's not. So what was tapped into here, and what are the high forces of this planet in contact with? Was there a deal done? For other things as well, don't know. But, you know, if you look at that, it makes sense. If you look all throughout history, it's been about fear. Go all the way back to the Dark Ages. Look at the wars, the World War One and Two, and look at 9/11 right up till today. It has not stopped. It's just been an ongoing, never-ending conga line of fear events. Humanity has been bound and chained by massive amounts of fear. And they're still doing it today. Why? You know? And what don't they want us to see behind the curtain? Obviously, they don't want humans to peep behind that curtain, do they? They don't want us to find out what's really going on here and who we really are. And because once we cast off those and shake off those shackles of fear, folks, in billions of numbers, you know, I think it's over. Obviously, what would you say, like a climate, if you will, of fear is being created, of human emotion and, you know, and you know, fear, greed, you know, all these things, all these negative human emotions, which are, you know, the this system manipulates in people. In all sorts of ways, you know, it could be a way. It was in the Matrix, wasn't it? It could be a way for something to feed on. And who knows? We've mentioned it on the podcast many times. Maybe with all these frequencies and 5G and all these weaponized frequencies, which are not of this Earth realm, which are not naturally meant to be here, maybe with all this planet covered in these frequencies now, it will create a better, you know, environment for these entities to pass through more or be here longer. I don't know. You know, and maybe people who are taking those COVID-19 injections are being injected with some kind of alien DNA. You know, we don't know that. What I do know is that these injections, man, we know a lot about them, and we know what they're doing to people, and we know about a lot of ingredients, and we talk about heaps of it, but I think we haven't even scratched the surface with these jabs. You know what I mean? I think it goes far, far, far deeper than what we could ever comprehend. You know what I mean? I think it's only the beginning. I'm just, you know, in looking at what people have been injected with, This is something else, man. And this stuff's multiplying, it's growing, it's activating, it's moving, shifting. You know, it's evolving within people. You know, it's changing people's. They even tell you it's DNA. It's DNA, gene altering and editing, cutting, splicing, moving things around, creating its own new DNA sequences or patterns, and its own blood work through the scaffolding that we talked about with our guests. This could be some kind of alien technology. I'm just calling it alien. That's the easiest one way to say, but this could be some kind of alien technology, alien sort of blood work or DNA, if you will, being put into human beings to basically hijack people's bodies. Like an intervention, a possession. We don't know that. And it's just interesting that they've jabbed most of the planet and now they're coming out and talking about aliens attacking. Who knows if they're going to want a more permanent position for these interdimensional creatures, or if they will have more of a role in people's lives now that they are jabbed and there are these frequencies around. It makes sense. It makes sense. And they've been showing us since bloody film was invented. They've been showing us the space stuff and all these things and all these space movies and alien stuff, you know. Remember that movie Alien? 70s. And all these Hollywood directors seem to have knowledge so they can put enough in the movies that's actually really going to happen, but they make the movie so entertaining and with all the actors and everything that you don't realize what's really going on. But they really have been telling us that there's something here. I've always been convinced of it. I think it would be stupid for us to think that it's just us. How did we get here then? I mean, where are we? What is this? You know? At this moment, I don't believe there's organic galaxies out there. Honestly, I'm looking at the sky as some kind of LED screen now. Or some kind of trickery. It's just strange to me now. The Earth feels organic to me, and the trees and nature and everything, and the wildness, you know, it does. It's very strange. There's something here. It's always been here, or been here for a very long time. Interesting, you know. A lot of native peoples, including Indigenous Australians, talk about visitors from the stars and everything. Or, you know, I mean, if you're looking at native people living at that time, looking at the stars and mapping it and everything, and these beings presenting themselves to them, they would obviously assume that they came from up there when they're not looking at doorways or, you know, portals around us that they can come in and out of. Maybe we're just seeing them with our minds, you know, they're utilizing some parts of our minds to make them, you know, to project this. I don't know, really. I just know that the whole UFO movement has always been a psyop, but there's a fraction there that they're hiding that is really real. And we've never been able to find that out. And that's what Mirage Men is about, if you want to look up that documentary. It is an interesting topic, you know. I read the Whitley Strieber books, Communion, and The Secret School, and all those books, you know. I thought they were like, wow, you know. Many, many, many years ago. But they wouldn't be giving you that stuff if it wasn't a psyop, you know. You look at the X-Files and all those shows. They were awesome, you know, but they wouldn't be allowing you to see that. And there wouldn't be any important leaks out unless it was old information. They don't care that gets out. The important stuff won't come out, I'm telling you. But that's just weird anyway. what are they preparing for, and what are they trying to tell us here with this? What's going on? Why are they coming out now and doing this? Is it just a complete distraction, or is it something else? Interesting, isn't it? What have we got here? Don't know if you guys saw this one. Was pretty eerie. This went up on the Telegram channel. And I shared this around today with some folks that I chat to and guests, and it's a pretty shitty video, but the information's interesting. According to this information, best news, cemetery filled with Bluetooth signals as dead vaccinated emit MAC addresses from the grave. Interesting concept. Are you not totally shocked and outraged that this is happening? This is also evidence that the ingredients in the vax are not regular vaccine ingredients, and that there's something sinister and diabolical going on, which is what I was just talking about, that may have something to do with creating the new human species that is connected to the Internet of Things. Are those bodies in the graves even human, or were they converted into things? Just disgusting, that is. So, a lot of, and these were deaths of people from 2021, I think, as well, like new deaths, fairly new in the last 2 years. So they were at this gravesite with the, in the middle of the night, with the phones picking up these MAC addresses, dozens of them, from under the ground, that didn't have any proper, you know, ID or anything to them. So this is an interesting thing to think about, isn't it? Because if technology is being injected into people to connect them to the, to connect those people to the Internet of Things, and those people's, their bodies, they're having such an extreme reaction and they're dying, having blood clots or heart attacks or seizures or whatever, to the jabs, and then that person, the family's having a funeral and they're burying them under the dirt, under the ground, that technology would still be emitting and connecting to the system around, wouldn't it? Because you can't kill technology, really. Not this kind of technology in that way. The body's dead. The body's dead in the ground, but the technology that has been injected into that body, even after that person has died from the jabs and been put in the ground, then that technology is still emitting signals. Now, what's all this about? Look, people will say that's fake news. I get you. I understand. You know, if you told most people this, they would just say, shut up, Adam. That's absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, we've been talking about this as a very constant theme, that people are emitting these addresses, these signals, these Bluetooth things, right? That's all I'm saying. This stuff's still alive in a human body that has already died months or a year ago, right? You have a body in the ground in a coffin that has been dead for months or years, and that body is emitting a Bluetooth signal. That is seriously, seriously fucking messed up, I tell you. I can't confirm that. Of course I can't. But the Bluetooth information is pretty solid. I've looked at it for ages now, and I don't know, man. What do you guys think? You know? I mean, It's like those devices people use if they're mountaineering or they're hiking or they do things where they could get buried, you know? And even if you're buried alive, you can send out that beacon. But these people have died. And there's something in them that's emitting and connecting to Bluetooth. MAC addresses, numbers, IDs. Coming out from the dead bodies under the ground. And they have a video there. I don't know if you've seen it. I can link it in. They have a video there where they're actually showing you and filming the phone. And they're bringing it up. It's right there. Don't know, man. I don't know. You know. People saying you're trying to spread more fear. I get it. It's hard, isn't it? I don't want to spread fear because I've been talking about fear tonight. I'm just discussing what I'm seeing. All right. Moving forward with all the articles that I've saved. This one is from XYZ. Doctors want Victorians to wear masks again. I think that although Scott Morrison's saying no more lockdowns under his government, but he didn't say masks, but I did see there's no mask mandates here, and been two or three beautiful days of weather here around Sydney, very cold, but crystal blue, and just the colours, everything's amazing, and there's people in masks. I saw a lady driving a car today, this afternoon, I was mowing the front lawn, a lady driving a car by herself in a mask, and there's no mask mandates. Now, think about that. There's no mandatory mask mandates, and even when they were mandatory, they weren't, it was all a lie. But there's no mandates, if you will, at this time. There's nothing. You don't have to wear a mask unless you're in some, you know, settings or health settings, which I wouldn't anyway. But that's just what they're saying. And it's not like this woman's wearing a mask in a shopping center, which they do. She's wearing a mask in a car driving by herself past me today. This afternoon, I saw her. It wasn't an Uber. She was by herself. It was a normal car. She drove past me with a mask. Like a woman in her mid-50s, straight past me, in a mask, inside the car, by herself. And there's no mask mandates. So try to even comprehend how stupid these people are, how ignorant and stupid they are. I mean, they want tyranny. They want tyranny. They wear them. I'm sure she wears that mask in the shower and she wears it to bed. I saw a woman out yesterday, beautiful day, absolutely unbelievable weather, nice and cold, super crisp. You know when you have a mint, like one of those lozenges, you know, with the menthol in it, and you just breathe through your nose, and it's like it's, you know, like that kind of thing. It was like that. The wind was so cold and crisp, and the sky was so blue. It was just the most beautiful weather you've ever seen. We've got the whale season as well as in Sydney. So there's these whales going up the coast. You can see them spassing around out there with the tails. It's amazing. Oh, what a beautiful world we live in. And this woman was in the park with the water there. And she was in a mask. And she was with her daughter. And the daughter went to the shop there and they got coffees. And she brought it back to the mother. And I was saying, I wonder if this woman in the mask is going to lift her mask and sip on the coffee or take the mask off and have the coffee and put it back on. You know what she did? She lifted her mask every time she took a sip. I just wanted to walk up like Chuck Norris and Karate Chopper in the head. You know what I mean? These people. Anyway, have you noticed when you're out and about that aside from Asians and elderly boomers, the only people who wear masks are white women who would otherwise be normally pretty? My theory is that they understand at least subconsciously that so-called liberation is a con, which requires them to be sexually available anywhere and everywhere. It's why in the 2010s they were obsessed with refugees. The Islamic dress code offered them the protection which the modern church now refuses to provide. White women may become less enthusiastic about Islam now that COVID restrictions give them the excuse to cover their faces. As an added bonus, they get to keep their clitoris. There are calls to reinstate a mask mandate in Victoria ahead of a predicted winter surge in COVID and flu cases, of course. Note the gravity which with which the reportress uses the term settings. Apparently a supermarket is a setting. The masses are being conditioned to use bureaucratic language for every setting. So the Australian Medical Association says Victorians should voluntarily wear masks at the supermarket, indoor theatres and anywhere else where there is high chance of spreading winter viruses. Conditions in the state's hospitals have been deteriorating worryingly in recent weeks. Wards are full and ambulances ramping is widespread. So doctors have declared emergency departments to be dangerous, and epidemiologists expect the pressure on the healthcare system to worsen as the temperature drops, with a further surge in COVID-19 cases and a growing flu season. The president of the Victorian branch of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Roderick McRae, said the doctors group would be supportive of a move to reinstate some moderate but sensible COVID-19 requirements, such as masks in supermarkets, theatres, concert halls and football stadiums. But with such a decision politically fraught and not expected in the short term, McRae instead called on people to take their own precautions for the good of the community, including avoiding mass events and getting a third vaccine. The Andrews government is getting slammed because the hospital system, and in particular the ambulance system, is at breaking point, given that dictator Daniel Andrews is secretly fronting up to corruption hearings every other week. Nothing will happen because this guy's got serious backing. Bill Gates, Soros Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, WHO, United Nations. Who's going to touch him? The only way to get this guy out is millions of people go berserk and drag him out by his head onto the street. That's the only way. Millions. That's the only way to get him out. He's not going anywhere, and he will get into power again this year, I guarantee it. He's secretly fronting up to corruption hearing after corruption hearing after corruption hearing. Daniel Andrews' corruption hearings have been going on since last year, and guess what's happened? Zip. Nothing. He doesn't need Victorians remembering that he was elected on the back of unrealistic promises to the ambulance union. He'd love to lock us all down again, but he can't, because it's an election year. Yes, Victorians hate COVID restrictions only slightly more than they hate Daniel Andrews himself. He narrowly avoided a revolution last year, and if he is to have any chance of retaining electoral support in the suburbs and the regions, he must keep Victoria open. For now, it's quite fun to watch him squirm with the option of brutal dictatorship temporarily shelved. He's been reduced to begging. So Daniel Andrews says the flu is back. They've brought the flu back, as I said on the previous podcast. It disappeared for nearly 2 years, but they've brought it back now. So it's back. And Daniel Andrews is saying the flu is back, and he won't tell you, but he will ask you, apparently, to get a flu shot now. It's the health system under pressure again. So Daniel Andrews is asking you very kindly, Victoria, to get a flu shot. Please, could you do that for Daniel? If he is to bring back any kind of restrictions, he needs to make it look as though there is at least some skerrick of community support. So he's lent on the AMA to call for mask restrictions and make it seem like it was their idea. However, the public is rapidly losing respect for all our public institutions. No amount of collusion between the government, the medical sector, and the lying press is going to be able to create the illusion of consensus in favour of compulsory face masks. Interesting. Did you see Pauline Hanson now has COVID-19? Now, again from that publication, incredible. South Australia imposes $75,000 fines, 2 years jail for COVID breaches. Australia's newest coronavirus dictator. Power-hungry South Australian Labor Premier introduces $75,000 fines and prison time for those who break tough COVID rules. Another wanker. Where'd the last guy go, the guy that looked like a vampire? What was his name? You know, I don't even care, and I don't remember, and I don't want to remember. I have no idea what their names are, because, anyway, he looked like Dracula. The last South Australian Premier? Anyone found breaching COVID rules in South Australia could be punished with 2 years jail, as the new laws are set to sail through State Parliament this week. Of course they are. Labor Premier Peter Malnuskas, is that this cunt's name? Peter Malnuskas orchestrated a shock crossbench deal with support from the Greens. Of course he did. And what are Australians going to do this year, folks? They're going to go and vote for Labor and the Greens. Of course they are. But the opposition and the civil liberties groups have voiced their fury at the move. Labor did a quick backroom deal because Peter Malnuskas? I think it's Malnuskas. Where's this guy from? He's desperate to have the power to lock up people and dish out huge COVID-19 fines at the drop of a hat. So another Daniel Andrews in South Australia. That's wonderful, isn't it, folks? Well, I guess we're living in a criminal corporation, aren't we? This is a criminal corporation, so how many criminals are there? There's going to be a never-ending conga line of them. They're never going to stop. Under the Public Health Act legislation, individuals who breach isolation requirements or ignore vaccination mandates and mask rules in high-risk settings such as hospitals or nursing homes can be fined $20,000 or face 2 years in prison. All totally illegal. Absolutely, totally, 100% illegal. There's nothing legal about this. It's absolutely criminal, right? And people are trying to get up there and say that they're not going to implement this WHO treaty, the health treaty. It's rogue. That's what I've been saying on Telegram. It's rogue. We're living in rogue times now. There's no law. It's just absolute criminals. Every man for himself, folks. To be honest, it is. Look what they're doing now. This is completely, totally and utterly criminal. Businesses found to be breaking those rules can be hit with a massive $75,000 fine. This will be especially small businesses. This is to break down small companies and small businesses and get you out and onto your knees and onto government benefits as Agenda 2030 hots up. So the rules set to take effect on June 30 will be the most extreme in any jurisdiction in Australia. South Australia, what are you doing? 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 South Australia, why are you tolerating this piece of shit? Why? I don't get it. When are the people going to stand up together in their hundreds of thousands, millions, and go and smash these places down where these fucking animals are and just drag them out onto the street? We need civil war, folks. There's no peace, love, and mung beans here anymore. We're going to need civil war if this all starts to continue. I'm telling you. What other hope do we have? What other choice are we going to have? And as I said on the last podcast, if this WHO treaty goes through where our sovereignty and health gets, our rights get signed over to them and they can call pandemics whenever they want and we don't have any rights, well, what's going to be after that? I'm telling you, it's going to come a time where we're going to be taken into camps and shot in the head. Furthermore, individuals in Victoria who commit so-called serious breaches of public health orders face up to 2 years in prison or a $90,000 fine, while businesses can be fined $455,000. Put together, a business in Victoria could conceivably be fined $500,000 just for allowing somebody who is unvaccinated to do a morning's work. This is important because while Australian governments... I'm going to bring this up with the One Nation guy tomorrow night on the show, folks. I think it's all interesting anyway to talk to these folks, you know, get their ideas and everything. It'll be an interesting podcast. Where were we? Yeah, this is crazy. Just for letting... this is important because while Australian governments, both state and federal, lay the foundation for a permanent COVID tyranny, leaders keep insisting that everything is getting back to normal. And it's not, see? Premier Peter Malinauskas said the changes will replace the current emergency declaration, how disgusting, with an amendment to the bill allowing a six-month period to access the legislation. This is criminal, folks. This is disgusting. I continue to acknowledge, absolutely thank the work of both the Police Commissioner and Professor Nicola Spurrier in seeing the state through the events of COVID using that emergency management. I can't read anything that this fucking asshole says. This is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. This is terrible. Terrible. Can you believe it, folks? My God. WHO treaty, WHO treaty, XYZ again, Scott Morrison commits treason against Australia. Do I have the video, just in case you guys missed that? Give us a look. Did you see ScoMo, the Prime Minister, or the fake Prime Minister of the Corporation of Australia, tackle the little boy? Man, we're living in weird times, aren't we? I mean, when you look at that, you're like, boy, how strange things are. My new microphone might be making some clicking noises when I have my phone near it, so sorry about that. But here's ScoMo anyway. The media have been pressing him, or some in the media, won't hear from the rest of them. They've been pressing him about the WHO thing. I don't know if you heard it, but I'll play it anyway.
Agenda is a potential pandemic treaty which would allow WHO to direct countries in how they control pandemics. Yeah. Would you consider signing up to that and handing over any controls to the organisation?
I have always been supportive right from the outset and was criticised heavily, I stress, heavily, mocked in fact by the Labor Party for saying the WHO should have those powers and those authorities to be able to go and deal with pandemic situations, because we all know what happened at the start of this pandemic. The problem is we don't know what happened at the start of this pandemic, and I was the one calling to ensure that we had an independent process to understand what happened so it couldn't be repeated. So I have been in the vanguard of those moves internationally to ensure that there is greater protection for world health, to ensure that those world health authorities can come and understand what's going on and be able to assist countries to be able to prevent the spread and outbreak of major infectious diseases. Now, we'll look at the text of all of that, but we have been amongst the countries that have been positive about these sorts of changes. Have to look closely at what the detail is in these things, as you always must. But the idea that countries can just say, no, you can't come in and have a look at a pandemic that's about to break out and actually affect the public health and the economy of the entire world, as we saw with this pandemic, then I think it's only sensible that that's an area of international cooperation that is very, very important. And I've been consistent on that. And remember, the Labor Party mocked me for saying that that was a good idea.
Well, the Labor Party are going to do it too, you fucking wanker. Isn't it interesting how he talks about a pandemic that's about to start? So you can see they make it up. So WHO is controlled by Bill Gates and China. Not a good thing at all. But we can see that this complete dickhead and pedophile protector 100% supports that. Some people are saying that this is just too complicated, that you can't implement something like that here. There has to be too much oversight. They can't just bring it in. And from what I know, it's not so much the treaty we need to be worried about. It's the meetings that they're having and have had and that are coming up where they're changing the documents, if you will. You know, they're making changes to it. That's what we need to be concerned about very deeply. Altering this. And all of this government supports it. I'm getting a lot of emails from Clive Palmer's United Australia Party and One Nation and these ones that we absolutely have to stop this. I'm getting them every day, actually. Here's one here. United Australia Party. Stop WHO taking control of our healthcare decisions. Australia is facing a major sovereignty crisis, with the World Health Organization poised to take control of our healthcare decisions and fundamental rights. This handover is set to occur next week at the World Health Assembly meeting in Geneva. Once we sign this treaty next week, the WHO will determine how Australia and other countries respond in a time of crisis. National sovereignty sounds around the world is under attack. The WHO plan to develop early warning criteria and tell Australia how to handle health risks. We must hand over public health information within 48 hours if the WHO notifies Australia that they have determined we have an emerging public health crisis. Dr. Tedros, the Director General of WHO, decides when there is a health emergency, even when an event has not been determined to meet the criteria for a public health emergency. Our federal government will have no say in it. These amendments to the international health requirements, in combination with the new WHO pandemic treaty, gives the WHO total control over our society's response to a potential health threat. The WHO will have the power to impose lockdowns, mandatory vaccinations, and tracking apps on our people. We must stop this. The United Australia Party cannot do anything to help unless we win seats in Saturday's federal election. We need your help to end this unethical takeover. So that's another one from the United Australia Party. That's just reading out to you that I got. So I'm not getting that from Labor, Liberal, Greens, anyone really. As I said, One Nation are strong about this and talking about it. So it's really just two parties that I know of, particularly the UAP. Clive Palmer's party that has not stopped pushing this through. And I did hear Craig Kelly the other night say that that's going to be one of their first order of business to make sure that this does not pass. Don't know, folks. As you know, some people, like I spoke with Jason the other day, doesn't even want to vote. So it just depends on everyone. As a unique individual, what you feel here is because we're in a deep hole. And I think we just get depressed if we feel like you just give up, you know. So you have to have some faith. I know it's crazy, isn't it? Back to that anyway. For about a month, the 2022 Australian federal election campaign has largely ignored any mention of the COVID tyranny imposed on Australians during 20 and 21. This week, the elephant in the room crashed back to the forefront. Here are the dot points. The World Health Organization is holding a vote to make its regulations mandatory. Compulsory vaccination is on its agenda. Scott Morrison has claimed that the WHO should have those powers. That's treason. During the upcoming World Health Assembly set to take place in Geneva next week from 22 of May to 28, a vote will be taken to amend the International Health Orders, the amendment. That's the one we need to be concerned about, the amending of the health orders. If successful, the vote would make the World Health Organization's international health regulations mandatory for member nations, including the United Kingdom and Australia. If you have a look online, folks, you might have to move to a place that is not recognized or under the United Nations. You know what I mean? So in Australia, for example, Norfolk Island. One Nation Senator Malcolm Roberts called it a threat to all. Sorry, One Nation Senator Malcolm Roberts called it a threat to all Australians, warning that if the vote succeeds, our politicians will be handing power over Australia to the WHO in the event of a pandemic. IHO regulations are a comprehensive guidebook to implement even worse restrictions than Australia suffered through during COVID-19, the Queensland Senator for One Nation said. And as I said, you just have to look at what Daniel Andrews did in the worst part of that, where those police forces were shooting people in the back and stuff with the rubber bullets and all of that, like the worst part, you know, the stormtrooper psychotic maniacs who were brought in from overseas through the UN, I guess, hitting people on the ground in the face with rifle butts, picking up people and smashing their head open on the floor. This kind of stuff, put that on steroids. That's what's coming. But even worse. I'm telling you, even worse. Mandatory vaccinations, forced imprisonment. Look at what they're doing in South Australia. They're threatening to fine and imprison people for breaking these fake laws, for nothing. So imagine how bad this will be. So the only way to stop this is civil wars in every country. But maybe that's what they want. I don't know. But what else? What choice do you have? If this goes through, you need civil war. But most of Australians are too dumb and stupid and dumbed down and thick-headed and under mind control to do anything. Measures specifically provided for in the regulations include lockdowns, hard borders around quarantine zones, vaccine passports, mandatory check-in and contact tracing, mandatory health tests, mandatory removal and quarantine and vaccinations. Even worse, as I said, compulsory vaccinations is part of the international health regulations and may now be forced on all Australians if this vote succeeds, Roberts warned. Compulsory vaccination is one of the key goals of the COVID tyranny agenda. So far, Western governments have stopped just short of this point, with the Australian government suspending its compulsory vaccination laws and legislation rejected by the German parliament. What was intriguing about reporting on the matter from the lying press was that any mention of an historical precedent was strictly ignored. Why is that? Anyway, we can extrapolate that the WHO is preparing round two or three, so to speak. The senator also noted that the WHO can declare a pandemic without justifying or even publishing their reasons, and the regulations will remain in place for as long as WHO decides they are necessary. When asked if he was supportive of the treaty, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he has long been pushing for the WHO to have more power and authority internationally. Isn't this fucking unbelievable? What a piece of shit. I've always been supportive from the outset, he said, and I was criticised heavily. I stress mocked, in fact, by the Labour Party for saying the WHO, and mind you, the Labour Party, this Albanese guy completely ignored the question that was posed to him, the same question, completely ignored it, and he ran away. So that means a big yes from Liberal, Labour, and the Green parties in Australia to sign our lives over to the WHO. Unbelievable. So Morrison, the pedophile protector in Australia, basically saying that the WHO should have the ultimate power over all Australian citizens in case there's a plandemic. I have been in the vanguard of those moves internationally to ensure there is greater protection for world health, to ensure that those world health authorities can come and understand what's going on and be able to assist countries to be able to prevent the spread and outbreak of major infectious diseases, all fake. All the talk of whether the governments and oppositions have fully articulated their policies or costed them via the Treasury are moot. For a rundown of their policy program, we merely need to visit the websites of the WHO and the WEF, the Open Society Foundation, or basically any international institution that we never voted for. That's George Soros, Zionist Jew. Scott Morrison committed Australia to so-called net zero carbon emissions directly against his mandate from the Australian people, but at the behest of our so-called allies. This election is just for show. The government's policies have already been drafted by foreigners and imposed on our puppet rulers. I guess, as I said the other night on the show, if you look at it and you look at what happened to us in the last couple of years, the lockdowns, the mandates, the fines, the threats, what Andrews did, the mask wearing, loss of jobs, employment, all this stuff. If you look at everything that was done, that was all recommendations from the WHO anyway, which our government passed on to us. So what does that tell you, folks? They're just getting ready for the next big move, which is total control of the WHO. And if you look at what I just said, they already did it anyway. Our government had no power whatsoever. They just did what they were told. So that's what's frightening about this, and that's why I said this is rogue now. Labor leader Anthony, maybe get a gun however you can, folks. And start stocking up on your weapons. Labor leader Anthony Albanese gave a non-answer when asked, as I said, about the treaty. It is telling that the lying scumbag, spineless press, Australian press, is at least asking the question, I guess, of both leaders. It's something they would prefer to ignore, but too many normies are talking about it, so they have to make it look like they are covering the story. That's true, folks. If I were to bring something good out of this, it's absolutely everywhere now. Over just the last week, it's just being shared everywhere, so it's good to see, and I've been posting and posting and posting as much as I possibly can. The treaty has gained international infamy. This so-called pandemic treaty is the single greatest global power grab that any of us has ever seen in our lifetime, says the great Neil Oliver. Good stuff, buddy. That was absolutely fantastic. These guys are getting on board like that. Once British ink is dry on the necessary paperwork, and we and most of the rest of the billions living on planet Earth will, in the event of another pandemic or a staged pandemic, take our instructions not from politicians we actually voted for and could hypothetically at least have the option to get rid of, but from the unelected faceless bureaucrats of the WHO. The situation is actually far worse. For all intents and purposes, all of this has already happened. We are already under world government control, like I just explained. From 2021 to 2022, practically every nation on Earth overrode the will of its own people to impose COVID tyranny. Governments all over the world implemented practically the same policies, regardless of race, religion, or region, regardless of whether they were left or right, democratic or authoritarian. They did so at the behest of a tag team of international institutions such as the WHO and the WEF, Big Pharma, and with coordinated support of the lying press and the medical industry. All that is being planned by the WHO is a tightening of its regulations that they've already started regarding what it has already imposed. It's already here, folks. COVID tyranny is already mandatory. National leaders who opposed American vaccine manufacturers died mysteriously, while countries which defied WHO mandates found themselves with color revolutions on their hands. What is being signaled is thus that the rulers of this world are preparing for the next pandemic. Daniel Andrews has built the camps for the next pandemic. That's for us, folks, if we don't get the jabs. Bill Gates is telling everybody that the rest of the world should follow Australia's example during the next pandemic. They're building camps, folks. What do you think they're fucking for? Okay, and this is unbelievable, and we won't be dealing with our forces, we won't be dealing with our police, folks. We'll be dealing with UN NATO-type forces. They fully intend for there to be, and Chinese forces coming in here, they'll be bashing your head in, mate, I'm telling you. They fully intend for there to be a next pandemic. They're already telling you. The next pandemic will make 2021 look mild. That's what Bill Gates said. And that's why I know that the 2020 and 2021 fake pandemic and lockdowns and mask wearing were all just a simulation. It was just all, just a dry run for what's really coming. And it will involve forced vaccination and forced relocations to death camps. In the meantime, they're preparing a period of engineered energy and food shortages to starve off untold millions and weaken the resolve of the survivors. The Andrews government is tabling legislation which would allow it to destroy farmers' produce and especially the food grown by people who are aware of the coming Holodomor 2.0 and are preparing accordingly. You know, it's funny, why does my spell checker never recognize the word Holodomor? Holodomor. As indicated previously, in order to repel the coming onslaught, we must work collectively and pray. We've got to work collectively, folks, and we need civil war, and we need it now. Protests need to be taken to the next level, and we need millions. We need billions of people all over the world. We need all the people of China and all these big countries to revolt. We need every single person on planet Earth to revolt, or we are gone. We are gone. We're gone. I'm telling you, this is so evil. So evil that it just simply defies belief. It just simply defies belief. You just can't even believe it, folks. And people think this could never happen to us. They think that this could never happen to us. I got news for you, man. Look what they just did to us in the last 2 years. Yeah? And just look at that as a test run for what's coming. Boy, we need change. And I'm just saying, I'm already hearing of terrible corruptions with these elections coming up on the weekend, so... You know, did you see the One Nation senator that was humiliated by these bitches on the northern beaches of Sydney the other night? I put it up on the website because he's not vaccinated. I'll be speaking to this guy tomorrow night on the show, so we'll be back then anyway to continue our chats. I hope you guys are fine. Thanks for logging in. Comment away on the podcast. Let us know what you think, or if you want to add anything, or you want me to post anything, that's fine. I'll put it up on the website, and I'm doing the best I can. So stay safe, folks. Just look at this information as a strong need to prepare and, you know, and get your affairs in order and understand that we are going to be in the fight of our lives.